That's toe tapping right there. Good music by Gary D. That's another way we try and become every Arizona homeowner's best friend, is put a tap in your toe and a smile on your face every single Saturday morning.
Let's get to our first caller. John on the line wants to talk about mice. Good morning, John. Yeah. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Rosie. Thanks for taking my call. I got mice in my belfry.
Are you, John, are you bragging again?
No. That's like bats in your belfry. You know?
Hey, no bat anyway, joke. There's no bat jokes. We've declared this as COVID-free zone.
There you go.
All right.
A couple of questions.
Okay.
First of all, we'd contacted somebody to come out and take care of these things, and they said that they come out and they put screens over all the vents.
Okay.
I can do that, but the thing that I don't understand is, on a vent, like an air vent for your dryer or for any kind of exhaust in the house, it all comes down in a steel tube. How in the heck could a mouse get inside that vent and down and then inside your house? I don't see how that could happen.
John, were you listening the last hour where we talked about duct leakage?
No. I wasn't.
Even those dryer vents, it's nothing once that mouse gets through the little louvers on the outside of the house. It may go through a steel liner through the depth of the wall, but it hooks to the plastic flexible hose that connects to your dryer. Much of that plastic is very, very mouse desirable. They love chewing on that kind of plastic. It's nothing for them to chew their way out. It's tough. I learned mouse control in the marshes of Louisiana, where your home is up on stilts 10 feet high. And you don't think there's any possible way critters could get in those homes. But you leave that fishing camp empty for 1 week or 2 weeks, and there's a box of Cheerios in the kitchen cupboards. I can all but guarantee you, what they can get through is incredibly small. So I would apply that same vents you're putting on your soffit and eave block holes. I'd put that behind my dryer vent opening on the outside wall and put the louvers back on. I would do that. All of your gable end vents should already be protected with screening, but I'd get up there and I'd check that. And if you've got Freon lines coming out of the end of your gable vent or out of your freeze blocks, you got to make sure and hit that. Any place you can't cover with wire at quarter-inch hardware cloth, make sure you get some expandable foam and foam everything that you could even fit a credit card through. Not only will it discourage the mice and maybe they'll find an easier prey like your neighbor, but it'll also do a lot for keeping a lot of other little critters out. And you think they're mice, or could they be roof rats?
No, they're mice. They're small mice. And I didn't tell you that we'd had our house checked for leakage on the vents. This house is tighter than a drum.
Oh, great.
It was built in 1978. And the thing that I was concerned about was that putting those screens over those vents, all of the vents, the vent pipes, the plumbing vent pipes, everything. And I don't see how that could be. But anyway, I heard what you said. Now, the other question that I have, can we tent houses in Arizona?
Tent?
Tent them.
Is that tent with an E or tent with an I?
With an E, tent. Put it. But I know in California we had our house tented. And they came out and covered the whole damn thing and put gas in it. Put the gas in it and kills everything inside the house. So you got to leave. You take your pets with you and everything.
Yeah,
but,
I guess. Yes. That's that. You can have that service done. There are contractors that do it here in town, but I don't think you would need to go to that extent. I wouldn't think so. There ought to be a better way of solving it. You know, the big dilemma for you, John, is you get all those screens on and you've actually screened a pregnant mama mouse
inside
in your attic, you know. So you can discourage them, you can fog them. I would tell you that I've got your number. I'll lean on my pest control company, Blue Sky Pest Control. Me and someone from Blue Sky together will come look at your house for free and give you an appraisal of what we think should be done to see if we can't tackle this mice problem. John, I hope that helps. Like I say, I've got your phone number. We've got it captured. I'm going to give you a call, and we'll get that scheduled, get you taken care of.
Oftentimes in rodent situations, there's no one silver bullet. It takes like 20 silver bullets and grenades
and napalm. Like he says, can I tent my home? I didn't know if he was talking about tenting the windows or a tent. Yes, that actually can be done.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Hit 0 when the auto attendant answers, and that'll put you straight into the booth.